sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. Wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea-green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly, So, come with us, will you please, on a little adventure right now. If you can all use a little bit of imagination right now. It seems like there's a lot of people in the room, but in a cosmic, universal sense, this is the tiniest thing. So if you can just imagine right now the roof of this building slowly starting to split open and fold up. And up above you, you can see the stars drifting off in all different directions. And one by one, the walls start to fold down. The back wall slowly folding down. The back wall behind you is slowly folding down. And together as a group, we're going to start going on a little adventure here. As the back wall folds down behind us, you can picture a giant rampway, exactly as wide as this, slowly getting thinner, going off into the distance behind me, and shooting right up into the stars as far as you can see. And together as a big group, we all start to get onto this ramp and just walk. And we're walking forward on the ramp. And everybody's walking slowly forward. And as you walk, you start to see this building right behind us as we're going up. And as you get a little higher, you're getting a little higher, and you can see the playing fields on the outside and the rest of the buildings of the campus a little bit higher. We're going higher, and you start to see bodies of water. And you see that you're on an island, Long Island. You can see Manhattan, New Jersey. And we just keep walking and walking, and everything is getting farther and farther down below us. The whole country is starting to look small, and you can see all of North America, the continent. And we just keep walking and walking into the distance, and as we walk, it gets quieter and quieter all around us. Because we're out in space now, there's just a void. Just a vast void in space. And it's getting quieter. It's getting quieter. Quieter. Because now we're up in space. We're looking down. Underneath us, just the ball, the earth, floating. Just the distance, the rampway leading all the way back down to school. And we just keep walking, and as we walk, the ramp is getting thinner and thinner. So everybody has to start getting into single file. And you're walking along slowly, and everyone's in single file now. And the ramp slowly turns into a little tube. And now it's just a little pipe, and you're balancing on the pipe. And you're balancing. And suddenly, you realize that you're starting to tip sideways. And you climb down, and now you're holding onto the thing, but it's not that hard because there's no gravity. So you're just walking hand over hand on this pipe, and you're hanging up in space, miles up above the Earth's surface. And suddenly, you start to drift over to the left. Something's pulling you.
What the hell?
Jesus Christ! You're pulling over to the left, and you realize that you're about to get sucked into a black hole. The gravitation's pulling you. Finally, it's too much for you to hold, so you let go. You're getting sucked into the black hole. As everybody probably knows, when you go into a black hole, time slows down as you cross what's called the event horizon. You're slowing down, and your body is starting to stretch out. Suddenly, you poke through the other side, and everything is. You poke through the other side, and you poke through the other side, and then you poke through the other side, and you're floating in a sea of blue. And you feel that gravity is starting to take control again, and you're drifting down. You're drifting down, and you're drifting down. And as you come down, you look below you, and you see a whole new world. You're looking down below you, and you see a huge green field stretching off as far as you can see in one distance. And the trees, a forest that starts on the edge of the field on this side. And out of the forest, a huge mountain, the biggest mountain you've ever seen in your life. And as you float down, you realize that you're about to land in Gamehenge. So you're coming down, and as you float down, the mountain starts to get higher and higher, and you come down next to it, and you see down this tiny speck. It's this little man, this grumpy little man, who's climbing up the mountain as hard as he can, and he's up on cliffs, and he looks like he's about to fall, but he keeps trying and trying. You land down, and you're looking up, and you see, and you know that it's Colonel Forbin. Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus. Because he knows that if he finds the great and knowledgeable Iculus, Iculus is his last chance to help him get the Helping Friendly Book. And he needs to bring the Helping Friendly Book to all the people of Gamehenge who have been enslaved by the evil King Wilson. So he's going to get the Helping Friendly Book, and finally, as he's about to reach the peak of the mountain, the whole mountain starts to quake, and it's an earthquake, and he's hanging onto a tree. Rocks tumbling down over onto the side, dodging the rocks, but he's got to hang on. And as the rocks fall, they start to take the shape. The whole mountain becomes the shape of this enormous face looking down at him, and it's the great and knowledgeable Iculus looking down at him. As Iculus looks down on him, he looks up, and he says, "Oh, great knowledgeable Iculus, I've come to ask you to help me get the Helping Friendly Book." And then Iculus goes through all the stuff that he said in the song I just sang, and he decides to call on the famous Mockingbird. And so the famous Mockingbird comes flying down out of the sky, and he lands on Iculus' shoulder, and Iculus whispers in the famous Mockingbird's ear to fly to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly Book back, bring it to the people of Gamehenge, the lizard people of Gamehenge, thereby restoring peace and happiness once again. So here comes the famous Mockingbird.